But it's as soon as those elements of grasping and clinging kick in, and they are ready to kick in, that is when we set in motion the experience of dukkha. The different forms of grasping and clinging that the Buddha points to are one, this sensuality, the clinging to sensual gratification, stimulation, just that relying on a sensory and sensual excitement is dukkha, because it has part of the aspect of dukkha is also that it's associated with its transitoriness, its changingness, so that whatever comes into being is always in the process of ceasing, and so where what we experience is going to cease, which is again just a function of nature. But when we cling to it, then we create suffering. So something that is pleasant can be pleasant when we don't cling to it. Or even something that is unpleasant doesn't necessarily need to be suffering, because it's just an unpleasant experience. It can be experienced for what it is. And sometimes, it's just unpleasant that we really learn from. It wakes us up sometimes. And similarly, the goal is not necessarily a neutrality in that sense of an indifference, but it's just recognizing that there is a neutral experience, and it has to be known in the same way that pleasant and unpleasant need to be known. The other, forms of grasping and clinging are much more internal. One is the sila-bhata-upadana, which is the clinging to, and it's sometimes translated as, the old translations was clinging to rites and rituals. I think newer translation are clinging or attachment to precept and practice. So that when we assume that if I just did something a certain way or got it all right and followed the formula, then I would be pure. And that's not how it works. It's still gonna create suffering if you don't understand. And you have to be able to use the forms, use the precepts, use the practices in order for freedom rather than for fulfilling a particular idea of what you think you should be doing. The other is four altogether. The third one is ditta-upadana, which is clinging to views, clinging to opinions. And you don't have to think too much about that one to realize that is suffering. And whether it's religious views or whether it's worldly views, there's just so many arguments and conflict just come out of our opinions and views and taking a stand on something. And the last one that the Buddha points to is an interesting, in terms of the language, because it's attavadupadana. So it's not, sometimes it's translated as clinging to self, but it's attavada, as is clinging to the assumption of self is suffering. Because that sense of, again, coming back to the not-self doctrine, we assume that I into existence, that is but as soon as we assume it, it's going to come and bite us again. So we have to recognize that, the I-making and mind-making, habit and the clinging that we form around identity and identification. And so that when we're able to relinquish that grasping and clinging, then you know, there's nowhere for, say, suffering to form.